This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's face it, graffiti is part of city life, but whether you like it or not is another matter. To some, the tags are artistic statements, and to many others, a relentless blight.
And removing them can be an expensive headache for property and business owners. Some cities have squads devoted to the challenge. In Cambridge, that burden falls on the shoulders of two men. Correspondent Caleb Daniloff recently joined the duo on one of their shifts.
It's 4 a.m., and the only light in the city of Cambridge's public works yard is coming from the cab of Bill Hannafin's Chevy work truck. The bed is loaded with a 300-gallon water tank, buckets of chemical solvents, and a variety of colored spray paints stored in a steel-clad side compartment. You could call this tricked-out ride Hannafin's armored personnel carrier. He and partner Richie Soderberg are the two-man front line in the city's never-ending battle against graffiti.
Richie and I call it erasing the chalkboard. So we take it off, they put it back on. Central Square is pretty loaded up, and then they had caught two people that were going from Mass Ave, started at the Arlington Line, right down to Harvard Square. And they were here doing everything that they could get their hands on. Everybody ready? Let's get on our way.
We roll from the yard onto the hushed streets towards Central Square. Hannafin, 58, and Soderberg, 31, strike out at this hour because there are fewer people around. Their job often requires taping off sections of sidewalk, finding an easy place to park, and the use of potent cleaners with names like Taginator and Tagaway.
Some of the chemicals do smell really bad, and we have a fragrance that we put in it, you know, to make the smell of the actual graffiti removal stuff go away.
Hannafin, a Cambridge native, plots out the day's route based on instructions from his supervisor and reports from home and business owners who woke up to find their walls, fences, or garage doors had become canvases during the night. The team averages 10 to 15 jobs a day, with twice that on busy days. Some taggers don't appreciate their work being removed and return to strike the same spot, adding a ha-ha, Soderberg says.
Even though you never meet these kids, they almost become family. Like, oh man, come on, not this again.
Yeah, not this again. Number Ace? I mean, Ace was everywhere. He started off with just the ACE, just a regular, like you were doing kindergarten, you know? And then he graduated, he just got really good.
Most of the scrawls around Cambridge are considered nuisance tags, quick hits and scribbles on street signs, parking meters, benches, and bus stops. Some marks could be gang-related, but more likely are wannabes, police say. Anything vulgar or racist gets painted over immediately. Their work seems to be having an impact as taggers have started going up high where they think Hannafin and Soderberg can't reach.
This was the famous gas station right here. This was the best. We spent so much time here, it wasn't even funny. I mean, absolutely, I call the crucified a place. I mean, this lady came out, she used to go, I sit in my porch all night long, she goes, and then I go to bed and I get up in the morning, it's all over the wall, you know? But they haven't touched it. They haven't touched it in a month.
15 minutes later, we pull behind the Dodge Chemical Plant off of Cambridge Park Drive in North Cambridge. The light is starting to eat at the edges of the dark. Around back runs a 100-foot-long wall, blooming with tags, every inch coated with balloon lettering and fat designs, a riot of color and scrawls. When it gets too full, some taggers will paint a section white and begin again. Since this part of the building is out of public view, they let it be.
It would look nice on like some handball courts, you know?
Yeah.
You know, then you have something to look at while you're playing.
Yeah.
But on property, it's tough. That's new.
Yeah, that's new.
Many cities and towns have tag removal programs, but what Hannafin does next puts Cambridge ahead of the rest. He pulls out a digital camera. When Hannafin joined the program 5 years ago, he began taking pictures of the graffiti and now uploads hundreds of photos a year. The images make up a formal database used by the Cambridge Police Department. When they catch a tagger, which admittedly is rare given their nocturnal stealth, they can connect him or her to all of their tags. Graffiti is categorized as destruction of property, and the punishment is up to a $5,000 fine and 30 days in jail. One photo Hannafin snapped a few years ago was of a mural in Central Square attributed to Banksy, the notorious and elusive British street artist. It was one of two Boston-area works believed done by Banksy, and the media took notice. That didn't stop Hannafin from taking it off.
I had never heard of him until they told me to go take it off. And I said, Ma, I'll do it, you know. I do what I'm told. I mean, you know, they want it off, I gotta take it off. Yeah. So, I took it off.
If you
I had nothing against the guy. I mean, it wasn't me. Well, you know, the people in the square didn't want it. Because they figure if something's painted like that on a wall, that someone else is going to go next to it, and then next to it, and the next thing you know, the whole wall has got graffiti all over.
Get the radio on.
A few blocks from that spot, Hannafin pulls the truck up to the back of University Stationery on State Street. A red brick wall is scrawled with some love graffiti, several large, looping white lines, hardly legible, and a heart. Soderbergh snugs on blue latex gloves and douses the wall with solvent. 15 minutes later, Hannafin fires up a Honda engine while Soderbergh uncoils a hose.
This particular nozzle is a graffiti nozzle. It does like little circles, and that'll help heat it up. If you just were to use a regular nozzle, it doesn't penetrate as good as this one does. And with the heat, it's almost like an etching needle. Something that etches, you know, and that's what it's doing. It's basically etching a new surface on the brick to take off the paint.
Soderbergh attacks the wall with the power washer, cradling it like an M16 machine gun, the paint pouring down like tears. The air fills with a gummy chemical smell. Then it's as if nothing was there, just a slightly faded patch of brick. Depending on the surface, Hannafin and Soderbergh often have to trace the graffiti with the remover, almost placing them in the shoes of the tagger, spray nozzle in hand. Does that process give them any insight into the tagger's mind?
I've never been able to speak with anybody that has ever done it. I've never met anybody who I removed the tag. I have no idea what they look like or anything.
What would you say to a tagger if you bumped into one?
I would just ask him, I mean, you know, why do you do it? That would be like my first question. I mean, why? What do you get out of it? I mean, is it like getting high or something? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be. Hey, who knows? I don't know.
Our nighttime visit with the Cambridge Graffiti Removal Squad was produced by Caleb Daniloff. To see a slideshow of some of the graffiti as it's being removed, go to our website, radioboston.org.